All right, we move to New York now, where the state is moving forward from Governor Andrew Cuomo after his decision to resign over that sexual harassment scandal. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul set to be the first woman to lead the state, and today she pledged to be better than her predecessor. NewsAsian's Tom Negevin live for us tonight in New York City. So, Tom, how does she characterize her working relationship with Governor Cuomo?
You're about to hear all about that, Nicole. Now, Kathy Hochul getting right to it today, saying, change is coming. Staff changes, among others, very quickly working to distance herself from Governor Andrew Cuomo before she assumes the state's highest office 13 days from now, reminding reporters who've been covering this ongoing scandal that she and the governor were never particularly close, saying she made a point of traveling the state, being away from Albany, bringing the concerns of New Yorkers back to the state capitol, from which she addressed reporters today, very dramatically distancing herself from the soon-to-be former governor on August the 3rd, the day the state attorney general's report came out accusing Andrew Cuomo of sexually harassing 11 women, at least 11 women, nine of them state employees. She called the governor's behavior repulsive and unlawful and said no one is above the law.
I think it's very clear that the governor and I have not been close, physically or otherwise, in terms of much time. And so I've been traveling the state and do not spend much time in his presence or in the presence of many in the state capitol. But that is what has been being reported. And I'm going to stand right here. At the end of my term, whenever it ends, no one will ever describe my administration as a toxic work environment.
And while continuing to distance herself from the Cuomo administration, she also defended some of its accomplishments. Many people praised Andrew Cuomo. He became a bit of a national, even international icon for a time, as you'll recall, for his stewardship of New York State through the dark early days of the COVID pandemic before his dramatic fall from grace. Lieutenant Governor Hochul says she spoke to him yesterday, thanked him for his service. He promised a smooth transition, she says, as she becomes New York State's 57th governor, the first woman to hold the role. Nicole?